Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today is the day where we remember the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is not a day of Easter eggs.
不是复活蛋的日子.
Just yesterday, I entered the lift together with my wife.
就在昨天，我与太太一同进入了电梯.
As I entered the lift, I saw a mother together with her child.
那么在那时候，我就看到一个母亲带着她的孩子.
The child was holding in her hand her own artwork.
那小孩手中就拿着自己的画作.
And the artwork was very impressive.
她所绘画的是非常漂亮的.
The girl had very good skill.
这小女孩有绘画的天分.
But sadly, when I look at the painting, it saddens me.
但是我看到她所画的题目，我就感到很悲伤.
Because the painting was that of an Easter bunny together with Easter eggs.
因为他所画的是复活节的白兔和蛋.
But this is not what Easter is all about.
但是复活节跟白兔和蛋完全没有关系的.
When we remember Easter, it is not like the way the world would think.
我们在纪念复活节的时候，不效法世界的人的做法。
But it is a blessed remembrance that Christ has risen again from the dead.
而是一个有福气的回响，基督从死里复活了。
And because Christ has risen again from the dead, and so therefore those who believe in Him shall also have this new life.
因为耶稣从死里复活，所以凡相信他的也能够拥有这新的生命。
Yes, today is a day about life.
是的，今天所要思想的是关于生命。
Now, how do we know that this day is about a new life in Christ?
那我们怎么知道今天是关乎在基督里的新生命呢？
Well, because this is what the scriptures teaches us from Romans chapter 6.
因为是罗马书第六章所教导我们的。
In fact, Romans chapter 6 is a very, very instructive chapter on the meaning of baptism.
事实上，罗马书第六章可以教导我们许多关于洗礼的教义。
This is also the reason why in Tabernacle BP Church, one of the two sessions of baptism, right, is held right today.
这也是为什么我们在帐幕堂的洗礼呢，会其中的一次是在今天举行。
I would like to direct you to verse 3.
请大家现在来看第三节.
Here, God's word says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?"
罗马书第六章三节告诉我们，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
所以我们接着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们的一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And so you see, this baptism has this relation with newness of life.
所以你看到洗礼跟新的生命是有关联的。
Now understand this one thing, firstly about death.
首先我们要对死亡有这第一点的认识。
Understand why, in the first place, there is death in this world.
首先要明白为什么这个世界会有死亡。
And the reason why there is death in this world is because of the sin of man.
理由是因为人的罪。
The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们罪的工价乃是死。
And that every man is a sinner.
每一个人都是罪人。
There is no one good, no, not one.
没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
And so therefore, there is just punishment for our sins.
因此对我们的罪就有公义的刑罚。
And what is the just punishment of our sins?
这公义的刑罚是什么呢？
What is the consequence of our sin?
我们罪的后果是什么呢？
Well, the consequence is death.
罪的后果就是死亡了。
And how did this all come about?
为什么会有这样的事情呢？
Well, the Bible tells us that in the beginning, when God first created man, He gave man one particular instruction.
当神首先创造人类的时候，他给人类一个指示。
He commanded that Adam, the first man, that he should not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神就命令亚当第一个被造的男人说，他不可吃分别善恶树上的果子。
But, right, Adam disobeyed God.
但是亚当没有顺服神。
He failed to heed the warning of God.
他没有听从神的警告。
That if one would eat of this forbidden fruit, that man shall surely die.
因为神已经告诉他，凡吃这树上的果子，那人必定会死。
And because Adam is our representative, he is the first man.
因为亚当是第一个被造的，他也代表了我们。
And so the whole of mankind fell into sin.
所以因着亚当的犯罪，全人类都陷入罪里了。
So much so that the Bible says that when we are conceived in the womb of our mother, we are already conceived in sin.
因此圣经告诉我们，当母亲怀胎的时候，我们已经在罪，我们已经有罪了。
And sin in the end will lead to death.
罪最终就会带来死亡。
And the Bible tells us of three deaths.
圣经告诉我们三个不同的死亡。
What is the first death?
第一种是什么呢？
Well, the first death is spiritual death.
第一个死亡就是我们属灵的死。
And what is spiritual death?
属灵的死是什么呢？
Spiritual death teaches us Right, of spiritual death refers to how man is dead in sin.
属灵的死就是人死在他的罪里。
In other words, he cannot help but sin.
换句话说，他不能控制自己，他一定会犯罪的。
He is totally depraved.
他是全然的堕落的。
All his ways are stained by sin.
他所做的一切都被罪玷污了。
And because of this, he cannot help himself to heaven.
因此他不能够帮助自己去到天堂。
Because in order to enter into heaven, there must not be any sin.
因为要进天国就不能带一丝一毫的罪。
Our God is a holy and just God.
我们的神是一个圣洁公义的神。
And so therefore, if we want to enter into heaven, how can there be any sin?
因此我们要进入天堂是不能带有罪的。
But sadly, because every man is born a sinner,
但是可悲的是因为人一出生就是个罪人。
So, his disposition is set to be in rebellion against God.
所以他所倾向的是就是与神对敌的。
And when it comes to spiritual things, he cannot understand, he cannot discern.
因此他不能分辨，不能明白属灵的东西。
That's why he is called spiritually dead.
因此他被形容为是在罪里死，是属灵的死。
He is dead in sin.
他是在罪里死了。
Then the Bible also tells us that man, because of his sin, will also need to face physical death.
圣经也告诉我们，人因着人的罪，也要面对肉体的死。
And what happens at death?
在死亡的那一刻发生了什么事呢？
The soul of the man will leave the body.
这个人的灵魂将会离开他的身体。
And this corruptible body of ours will be left upon the earth, and in the end, it will totally decompose.
那么这个会朽坏的身体就会被留在这个世界上，那么逐渐就腐坏掉了。
And the soul will now be cast right into hell.
而这人的灵魂就会进入地狱里。
Which is a place of fire.
地狱是火一直烧着的地方。
And this soul will be separated from God.
这灵魂呢就会与神分开了。
This is what happens at physical death.
这是人肉身死的时候所发生的事。
Then the Bible also tells us about eternal death.
那圣经也告诉我们关于永恒的事。
And what is eternal death?
永远的死是什么呢？
The Bible tells us that at the end of the times, God will cause everyone to be risen up to stand before Him in judgment.
永恒的死就是在世界结束的时候，神会使所有的人都复活，站在他面前受审判。
And this includes all, and this will be all those whose sins are have not been forgiven.
这包括了那些他们的罪没有得赦的人。
And as they stand before God, what will the judgment be?
当他们站在神的宝座面前呢，他们的审判是什么呢？
As God judged their works, the conclusion is one.
当神审判他们所做的时候呢，结论只有一个。
You will be cast into the lake of fire.
你将会被扔入火湖里。
So this time round, you will be resurrected only to be sentenced into the lake of fire forever and ever, eternally.
这人从死里被复活了，就是要被扔入火湖里，永永远远的在那里。
And that's why it is called eternal death.
这是为什么这称为永远的死。
Because that would be eternal separation from God.
因为他们会永远与神隔绝了。
This would be the end of every man who does not have his sin forgiven, who had not have his sin forgiven.
这是每一个罪没有得赦的人的结局。
But today is a day of life.
但是今天我们是要讨论生命的。
And how is this achieved?
我们怎么得到这生命呢？
You will realize that this is achieved both through the death and the life of Christ.
你会察觉到这是通过耶稣的死和他的活，我们才能够得到。
And how do we know this?
我们怎么知道这一点呢？
Because verses 3 and 4 tells us about this.
因为第三和第四节已经告诉了我们这一点。
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
第三节说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Now this baptism here is refers to baptism with the Holy Spirit or Spirit baptism.
这里第三节所提到的这个受洗呢，是圣灵的施洗。
Now, what we see just now with regards to believers' baptism,
刚才我们所看到的圣徒受洗，
you will realize that it is a baptism with water.
你会发现到是用水来施洗的。
And this baptism with water is supposed to be a reflection of a believer's baptism with the Spirit.
这水的洗礼呢，是要反映了这个人呢之前已经得到圣灵的洗礼。
It is supposed to be an outward sign pointing to what should have already occurred in the believer's life.
这个外在的水的洗礼呢，是要代表了他之前在心里已经得到圣灵的洗礼了。
And what happens when a person is born again?
也代表了这一个人从生得救的时候发生了什么事。
Well, his sins are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
一个人从生得救的时候，他的罪得到上帝羔羊的洁净。
He is washed by the Word and by the Spirit.
他的罪呢，得到话语和灵的施洗。
And so now, right, with the washing of the Spirit, he now is identified together with Jesus Christ.
因为这圣灵的洗礼，这个人现在是与基督认同的。
I now belong to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ now belongs to me.
我现在是属于耶稣基督，耶稣基督也属于我。
I am under his banner. I am together with him in the same family. I am now under the second Adam, which is none other than Jesus Christ. He is my representative. And now I am identified with him. Identified firstly with regards to his death.
首先我与他的死亡认同。
And that is exactly what we have just commemorated or remembered during Good Friday.
这也是我们在耶稣受难节所纪念到的。
We remember the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在耶稣受难节我们纪念了耶稣的死。
And why must Christ die?
耶稣为什么要死呢?
Well, he must die to be our substitute.
他要替我们赎罪，他为我们而死。
It should be us who should die on the cross.
本来是应该我们被钉在十字架上的。
But Christ went in our place.
但是耶稣代替我们而死了。
He kept the Ten Commandments perfectly for us.
他完完全全遵守了十诫，为了我们。
And as the sinless Lamb of God, he was sacrificed upon the cross of Calvary.
作为上帝无罪的羔羊, 他被在加勒山的十字架上牺牲了。
And therefore, we are identified with that death.
所以我们与耶稣的这个十字架上的死认同。
And so therefore, when we say that we now belong to Christ, we are saying also, we are now identified with what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. And that was exactly what Mr. Lai Sai as well as Geraldine were saying also. And that was also what Hannah was confessing when she reaffirmed her faith.
这也是显乐在进行坚信语的时候所说的。
We are baptized together with Christ in his death.
我们是受洗归入基督耶稣的死。
And as we are identified with his death, what we are therefore saying is that our old man has died together with Christ.
我们与他的死认同，就是说我们旧的我已经被钉死了。
And that is exactly what is said in verse 6, isn't it? That our old man is crucified with him. That is Christ.
罗马书六章第六节就告诉我们这一点，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
And what it means, therefore, is that we are no longer dead in sin, but we are now dead to sin.
现在我们不在罪里死了，我们反而能够不要去犯罪。
No longer are we under condemnation. No longer are we the servants of sin, but because we have died together with Christ, now therefore we can have the power to have victory over sin. And this whole idea is also seen very much when we talk about the life of Christ. You realize that as how we are identified with Christ in his death, we are also identified with Christ in his life. The Bible here says that just like how Christ was risen again from the dead, we shall also rise together with him.
因为圣经说，既然耶稣从死里复活，我们也必然与他一样从死里复活。
That's why the resurrection of Christ is so important.
这也是为什么耶稣的复活是这么的重要。
You know, sometimes when people talk about how we are saved, they often mention about the death of Christ.
你知道，当我们常到说一个人得救，我们常常提到耶稣的死。
What is the gospel?
福音到底是什么呢?
Well, they say that the gospel is Jesus Christ died for your sin.
说福音是耶稣为你的罪而死。
But if you actually just stop there, there is no gospel at all.
但是你倘若在那里停止，其实是没有福音的。
If a person just died for your sin,
如果一个人只是为你的罪而死，
and in the end he did not rise again from the dead,
最后他并没有从死里复活。
And now you say that you are identified with him,
现在你说你与他认同。
What does that mean?
那意味着什么呢？
It means that when you die, you will remain dead.
意思就是说，你死之后，你依然还是死的。
Is that good news?
这是好消息吗？
Oh, that is very bad news.
这是非常不好的消息。
But the good news is this.
但是好消息是这里。
Because Jesus Christ is not only 100% man, but 100% God.
因为耶稣不只是百分之一百的人，他也是百分之一百的神。
And so, therefore, he is without sin.
因此，他是没有罪的。
And because he is without sin, so therefore, sin and death and corruption had no power over him.
因为他没有罪，所以死亡、朽坏都对他没有、掌控的能力。
And so the Bible、tells us that on the third day, Christ rose again from the dead.
因此圣经告诉我们耶稣死后三天复活了。
And this demonstrated that Jesus Christ has the victory over sin and death.
这彰显了耶稣对罪、对死亡，他已经胜利了。
How wonderful, isn't it?
这是非常美好的，不是吗？
And so because Jesus Christ lived again.
因为耶稣再一次活着。
And so we know, therefore, we shall also live in Christ Jesus.
因此我们知道，在主耶稣里，我们也可以再一次活着。
And that we will be given life.
我们将会得到生命。
How is this life given unto us?
这生命是怎么样赐给我们的呢？
Now remember when we talk about a person who has not has his sins forgiven.
我们谈到一个人倘若他的罪没有得赦，
that he will need to face death.
他就要面对死亡。
And what are the three aspects of death?
那死亡是哪三部分呢？
Spiritual death.
首先是属灵的死。
Physical death.
肉体的死。
And then after that, eternal death.
还有永远的死。
But what if a person has repented of his sin?
但是如果一个人他已经认罪悔改了呢？
And then he sincerely confessed that Jesus Christ has died for him and has also lived for him.
那他也诚恳地承认了耶稣为他死，耶稣也为他活。
And that Jesus Christ is now his Master and Savior.
还有耶稣现在是他的主，他的救主。
Well, the Bible tells us that he will not have eternal death, but he will have life.
圣经告诉我们，这样的人不会有永死，反而会有永远的生命。
In the past, spiritual death.
在以前呢，是属灵的死。
But now the Bible tells us that the person will be made spiritually alive.
现在圣经告诉我们，属灵上他是活着的。
And as a person who is spiritually alive, now he can understand and discern spiritual things.
现在作为一个属灵上活着的人，他能够明白和分辨属灵的事。
Previously, the God's word is like a closed book to him.
之前上帝的话语好比是一本关着的书。
But now the Bible is an open book.
现在圣经是一本敞开的书。
With infinite riches for him to understand.
里面有无限的丰富，好让他去明白。
And when it comes to day-to-day conduct.
那每一天的行事为人呢？
Because he has now been given the Holy Spirit which now indwells him.
因为他现在有了圣灵居住在他的心中。
Now by the power of the Spirit, he is able to keep the law of God.
通过圣灵的力量，他能够守神的诫命。
That was what he was not able to do in the past.
这是他在以前不能够做到的。
In the past, he was the servant of sin.
在以前他是罪的奴仆。
Sin was the king.
罪是他的王。
Sin reigned in his mortal body.
罪掌管着他的身体。
But now that he has lived again in Christ,
但是现在他在基督里有新的生命。
Who is his king?
谁是他的王呢？
Christ is his king.
基督是他的王。
Righteousness is his master.
义是他的主人。
And if he walks in the Spirit, now he will be able to fulfill what God demands.
若他在灵里行走，他就能够完成神所要求他做的。
So, he is no longer spiritually dead, but he is now what? Now he is spiritually alive.
他以前是属灵死的，现在不是，他是活着的。
You know, when the Apostle Paul wrote this portion of scripture, he was dealing with one particular issue that plagued churches in those days.
使徒保罗在写这段经文的时候，是在处理当时教会所面临的一个课题。
And this problem can be seen in verse 1 of Romans chapter 6.
这个问题呢，可以在罗马书第六章第一节找到。
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
第六章第一节说，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？
This teaching still, or this false teaching still continues today in Christianity.
这个假的教义今天仍然在基督教会里流传。
Oh, because our sins are forgiven in Christ Jesus, so therefore we are free to live in sin.
因为我们的罪已经得到赦免了，所以我们有这个自由可以去放纵，去犯罪。
Is that what the Bible says?
这是圣经所告诉我们的吗？
Well, the Apostle Paul says in verse 2, God forbid!
使徒保罗在第二节说，断乎不可。
This is the strongest prohibition that you can find in the Bible.
这是圣经禁止人们做一件事情当中是最严厉的一个禁止。
It means let this thought perish from you.
意思是说你让这个念头死了吧。
Don't even let it come into your mind.
不要让它甚至不要让它进入你的脑海。
And the Apostle Paul continues, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
因为使徒保罗继续说，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Yes, in the past, right, when you have not believed in Christ Jesus, you were dead in sin.
是的，以前你还没有相信耶稣的时候，你是在罪里死了的。
But now that you have believed in Christ, you are dead to sin.
现在你已经相信了耶稣，你是在罪上死了的人。
And so therefore, when it comes to your life, this must also be seen in your day-to-day conduct.
因此在你的生命里，在你的每天的言行举止，都应该可以看到这新的生命。
That you are no longer committed to sin, but you are committed to righteousness.
你不再过罪的生活，而是你要一心一意追寻义。
Because sin leadeth to death.
因为罪会带来死亡。
Why, therefore, do you want to continue to wallow in sin anymore?
因此为什么你仍然要在罪里呢？
That is your old man.
那是你的旧的我。
That is your old life.
那是你过去的生命。
That is the life of somebody who is spiritually dead.
那是一个在属灵上死了的人的生命。
But now you are spiritually alive.
那是你现在在属灵上是复活的。
And so therefore, if you are spiritually alive, please do not let sin have dominion over you.
因此如果你在属灵上是活着的，你不应当让罪在你生命里有权柄。
If you truly understand what God has done for you in your life,
倘若你真的明白神在你身上所做的工,
if and truly comprehended what amazing grace you have received in him,
并且明白到你所得到的恩典是何等的奇异,
then your life will be one in which it will be different from that in the past.
那么你的生命就跟以前是完全不同的。
In the past, you may have gambled. In the past, you may be addicted to lying. In the past, you may have been covetous. You are a lover of money. But now, everything has changed. You are a new man, you have a new life. Your disposition, your purpose in life has now changed. No more serving sin, no more serving the world, no more serving self.
你不再侍奉这世界自己,
but serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
你也不再侍奉罪, 你反而侍奉主耶稣基督,
for His glory and for His glory alone.
那么当你在侍奉耶稣的时候, 也是为着他的荣耀而已。
This is a person that is spiritually alive.
这样的一个人在属灵上就是活着了。
And that is the first aspect of this new life that you have.
所以你当你有这个新的生命呢，这是他的第一方面。What
else?
还有什么呢？
The Bible also tells us that when a person finishes his journey on this earth, the destination of a person who is in Christ is very, very different.
某一个在基督里的人，当他走完这人生的路程的时候，他的目的地是非常不同的。
The person who has not had his sins forgiven, his soul will be in hell.
一个人如果罪没有得到赦免，他的灵魂就会去到地狱。
And this shows that death has the victory.
就告诉我们死亡已经战胜了这个人。
But when it comes to the Christian,
但是对基督徒来说,
where will the soul of the person be?
这个人的灵魂会归向哪里呢？
The Bible tells us in the book of Philippians, absent from this body, but present with the Lord.
圣经在腓立比书就告诉我们，我们离开这个世界，我们就与主同在了。
And this therefore shows you that even physical death has lost its sting.
这也告诉我们，这肉身的死已经失去了它的毒钩。
That is why when we look at the Bible for believers who die in the Lord is accounted as sleeping.
这也是为什么圣经里凡提到死了的信徒呢，都称他们为睡着了。When
you sleep, it is only something that is temporal.
当你睡的时候，只是暂时的。And
the next day, you just awake.
第二天你就会醒来了。Or
same goes for the Christian.
对基督徒来说也是一样的。
You know that when you lie in the grave, your soul will be saved in the arms of Jesus.
你知道，当你躺身体躺在坟墓的时候，你的灵魂是安然在主的怀抱中的。And
so therefore, there is no need to be frightened of death.
因此，基督徒不需要害怕死亡。None
of us here need to be frightened of death.
我们在座的任何一个人都不需要害怕死亡。Mr.
Lai, don't need to be frightened of death.
你必须不用害怕死亡。
Death is temporal.
因为死亡不过是暂时的。Straight
away, you know where you are going.
马上我们就知道我们会去到哪里。Because
the Christian, his soul will be with God in heaven.
因为一个基督徒来说，他的灵魂会在天堂与神永远同在。How
wonderful!
这是非常美好的。And
so, physical death is also accounted to be nothing.
那么因此当他经历身体的死亡呢，根本不算为什么。And
then, lastly, we know that with regards to those who have not their sins forgiven, they will have eternal death.
还有那些罪没有得到赦免的人，他们会有永远的死亡。And
that finally they will be found forever and ever in the lake of fire.
最后他们就会永永远远的在火炉里。
But what about those who have believed in Christ?
但是那些相信耶稣的人呢?
Which we pray that all of you will to.
我们的祷告是大家都会来相信耶稣。
The Bible tells us that there will not be eternal death, but there will be eternal life.
圣经告诉我们将没有永远的死亡，反而会有永远的生命。
Now, remember that with regards to those who still have not had their sin forgiven, that they will be risen to stand before God to be judged.
那些罪还没有得到赦免的人，他们从死里复活的时候，是在神的审判宝座面前得到审判的。And
because their sins are not washed away, and so therefore the judgment is the lake of fire.
因为他们的罪没有得到赦免，他们的审判就是要进入火炉里。But
what about those who die in Christ?
但是那些在基督里死了的人呢，又怎么样呢？The
Bible also tells us that they will be resurrected.
圣经也同样告诉我们，他们也会复活。They
will also stand before God to be judged.
他们也会站在基督的台前被审判。But
because they have believed in Christ,
但是因为他们已经相信了基督,
so therefore their sins have been washed away,
他们的罪已经得到赦免了。And
now they have been clothed with the righteousness of Christ.
他们也穿上耶稣公义的袍。So
that when God looks at them, it is just as if they had not sinned.
因此当神看到他们的时候，就好像他们没有犯罪一样。And
so, when God judges them, they will be judged as not guilty.
因此神会说他们是没有罪的。And
where will they be?
他们将会去哪里呢?
Well, the Bible tells us that they will be given a glorified body.
圣经告诉我们，他们会有一个荣耀的身体。And
in the end, their final destination will be in the new Jerusalem, in the new heaven, and the new earth.
最终，他们将会去到这新的耶路撒冷，新的天，新的地。A
place where there is no more sin.
在那里是没有罪的。No
more corruption.
没有朽坏的。No
more pain, no more sorrow.
没有痛苦，没有悲伤。And
there we will be together with the Lord.
在那里我们会永永远远与主同在。Eternal
joy.
是永恒的喜乐。Eternal
peace.
永恒的平安。Not
separated from God, but together with Him.
不是与神隔离，反而是永远与神同在。And
so therefore, not eternal death, but eternal life.
因此不是永远的死，而是永恒的生命。This
is the kind of life that we will have in Christ Jesus.
这是我们在基督耶稣里所能够得到的生命。
This is the new life that we have.
这是我们所能够拥有的新的生命。This
is the new life that Mr. Lai professed to have.
这也是黎先生所说他会拥有的新的生命。This
is the new life with which Geraldine and Hannah also professed to have.
也是Geraldine和显乐所承认他们会拥有的生命。And
this is also the new life that we pray that all of you will also have.
这新的生命我们也祷告，大家都会有。And
so the question then today is this.
那么今天因此要问的问题就是,
do you have this new life?
你是否拥有这个新的生命呢?
This is a very, very critical question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。I
don't think you want to die.
我不认为你要死。
I think you want to live.
我相信你要活着。Can
you live?
你能够活着吗?
Of course you can.
当然你可以。Only
one way.
只有一个方法。The
way which is provided for by God.
是神所提供的方法。And
that way is in Christ Jesus.
这方法就是通过主耶稣基督。The
Savior who has risen again from the dead.
因为他是从死里复活的救主。Do
you know him?
你是否认识他呢?
Please, oh please, we plead to everyone down here that today will be a happy day for all of you.
我们恳求大家让今天成为一个快乐日，对每一个人来说。And
how can it be a happy day for everyone?
如何能使今天成为对每一个人来说是一个快乐日呢?
It can be a happy day for you if you know Christ Jesus.
如果你认识主耶稣基督，就会是一个快乐日了。And
for those of us who already profess to know Jesus Christ,
我们当中那些说自己已经相信耶稣的人。And
if you say that you have this new life in Christ,
倘若你说你在基督里有这个新的生命。Then
heed what verse 4 says when Paul exhorts all of us to walk in the newness of life.
我们就要遵守第四节所给予我们的警戒。如何在一举一动有新生的样式？
很好。 Yes, newness of life.
是的，我们一举一动就要有新生的样式。
Not like the old man.
不像旧的我一样。
But put on the new man.
我们要有新的我，新人。
No longer living in ungodliness.
不再过不圣洁的生活。
But wholly devoted to holiness.
而是全心全力过圣洁的生活。
Loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们要尽心尽力尽性的来爱主我们的神。
Do not say, "Let me sin more so that grace may abound."
不要说让我犯更多的罪，叫恩典显得更多。
But be wholly committed to living a life of holiness.
反而要全心全力的来过一个圣洁的生活。
Of course, there may be times where we fall.
当然有时候我们失败了。
And when we fall, we quickly repent and go back to Christ.
当我们犯罪，我们就要赶快的认罪悔改，回到主那里去。
And that is what it means to be devoted to Christ.
这就是说，这就是。何谓对主是全心全意的？
When we sin, we sincerely go to Christ and ask for forgiveness.
当我们得罪神的时候，我们就在他面前，我们来认罪悔改。
And ask to walk rightly before him.
我们求主的原谅，并且叫主帮助我们在他面前行走义路。
And not to sin, and after that tell Christ never mind.
不要犯了罪，然后告诉主说没有关系。
But if you are true to Christ, go to Christ and say,Forgive me of my sins.
如果你对主是真心真意的话，你就要去到主那里，求主原谅你的罪。
And there is always forgiveness of sins.
主必定会原谅我们的罪。
And Christ will help you to do that which is right in His sight.
基督也会帮助你行他眼中看为善的事。
That is what it means to walk in the newness of life.
这就是所谓在新生命里行走的意思。
And I pray that everyone down here.Will walk in newness of life.
我祷告我们当中每一位都会走这新生命的样式。
But first, you must have this new life.
但是首先你必须要拥有这个新的生命。
May this new life be for everyone down here.
愿这个新生命我们当中每一个人都能够拥有。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
How we thank thee for the exhortation of Scripture.
我们要感谢你，你的话语所教导我们的。
How we ought to walk in newness of life.
我们如何一举一动要有新生的样式。
And so, Father, we do pray that first of all, that we may all possess this new life.
父，我们祷告，首先我们都能够拥有这个新的生命。
And we do pray that.All down here may indeed know the good news of Christ Jesus.
我们祷告当中的每一位都能够知道主耶稣基督的好消息。
Salvation is of thee, open their eyes.
救恩是本乎你的，我们求你打开他们的眼睛。
And Father, O Lord, we do pray for the rest of us that we too may indeed be wholly committed unto thee.
主，我们也为我们其余的人祷告吗？主对你是全心全意的。
That this resurrection hope should provoke us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of Christ Jesus.
帮助我们这个复活的盼望，使我们会，我们会勤劳的来多做主工。
For we know, O Lord, that our place in heaven is assured.
因为我们知道我们在天国的地方是。我们是肯定在天国有地方的。
So help us, O Lord, in this world to serve Thee, Thou who art our Master.
帮助我们在这个世界上来侍奉你，因为你是我们的主。
That we will not yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness, but rather have our members be yielded wholly unto God.
帮助我们身体不要来做罪的器具。反而要全心全意的献上来侍奉你。
That sin will not have dominion over us, but we will indeed walk in the Spirit.
好让罪不能掌控我们，我们能够在灵里行走。
That our life will indeed be unto thy glory.
让我们的生命能够把荣耀带给你。
This is our humble cry.
这是我们谦卑的祷告。
In Jesus' most blessed name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.